Kids Count is a project of the Annie E. Casey Foundation. It's a private charitable organization dedicated to help build better futures for disadvantaged children here in the United States. Every year, the Annie E. Casey Foundation staff compiles data from countless state and local organizations in an attempt to provide quality data and trend analysis through its Kids Count Data Center. In Tennessee, the data center gathered information from more than 50 state and local agencies. According to Kids Count data, Tennessee ranked 39th in the nation. Linda O'Neill is the executive director of Tennessee Commission of Children and Youth.
Well, we're pleased that Tennessee is not in the bottom 40s, but we know there are opportunities to improve outcomes for children in Tennessee. 39th is the second best ranking we've ever had, and we know from the information that we're challenged about children in poverty and the adverse impact that has in Tennessee.
Kids Count looks at 16 indicators in four categories: economic well-being, education, health, and family and community. Tennessee ranked 37th in economic well-being, which is better than last year. But as the U.S. economy still recovers, children in Tennessee are showing signs of improvement despite a growing poverty rate. O'Neill says the negative impact of the economic recession remains.
Well, we know in Tennessee, 1 in 4 children lives in poverty, and 1 in 3 children lives in a family where their parents don't have full-time year-round employment, or lives in a household that has a high-cost housing burden. 1 in 7 children in Tennessee lives in a high poverty area. So these are all adverse impacts on young children. And we know, too, that closely related to poverty is the fact that 37% of children in Tennessee, more than 1 in 3, lives in a single-parent family. And those families often struggle to have sufficient economic resources.
More jobs, more educational opportunities will certainly help get a lot of the kids and families out of the poverty.
We really need to be using a two-generation approach that helps families have the skills, helps parents have the skills they need for jobs. We need to have good jobs in our communities, and we need to be focusing on things like pre-kindergarten programs and other early childhood programs that help children develop the skills when they're young so they can be successful in school and in life, and so they will be good employees in the future.
Tennessee's best ranking is in the health category, ranked 33rd. With improvement in the percentage of low birth weight babies, children without health insurance, teen drug and alcohol abuse, and the rate of child and teen deaths. An improvement from last year's Kid Count report. Executive Director of Tennessee Commission of Children and Youth, Linda O'Neill.
It is good that we ranked 33rd in health, and it is a result of some of the efforts in Tennessee, some good public policies to try to reduce child and adolescent deaths that are often the result of accidents through things like safe sleep programs. So children should be sleeping alone on their backs and in a crib rather than co-sleeping with adults, through efforts like mandatory seatbelt laws and prohibitions on texting while driving, bicycle helmets, life preservers in boats. Those kinds of things help children survive accidents. And we also know that we do a pretty good job in Tennessee helping provide health insurance for children through the Children's Health Insurance Program and through TennCare.
Tennessee's worst ranking, according to the Kids Count report, is in education, ranked 42nd in the nation.
Well, we know that according to the Kids Count report, 3 out of 4 fourth graders were not proficient in reading, and 3 out of 4 eighth graders not proficient in math. These are data for 2011. I think the good news is more recent data in Tennessee is showing improvement, but it really does show how important it is we focus on pre-kindergarten programs and quality education programs, K through 12, to improve children's educational performance and their ability to be successful either in college or in the workforce.
And looking at this educational domain issue, I mean, it's a statewide effort. How does the Tennessee Commission on Children and Youth, how do you gather this, take this information and use it to better the well-being of a child?
The Commission on Children and Youth uses the Kids Count data in its advocacy efforts related to budget in Tennessee and to our work with the General Assembly in terms of legislation. Many communities use and local organizations use this data with their county commissions or with other organizations as they apply for funding and as they identify areas in their community where they can make a difference in improving outcomes for children.
Rosalind Level Rice is the Southeast Regional Director for the Tennessee Commission of Children and Youth. Level Rice serves 8 local counties, including Hamilton County, and local organizations examine the Kids Count report to improve child support services.
Our legislators look at it sometimes to see how they can improve the laws in our state. Do they need to revamp laws in our state? The juvenile court systems look at it. How is it affecting the well-being of children? The school systems may look at it. Private agencies, medical personnel, and it could go on and on.
Tennessee has a long history of establishing excellent public policies for children and teens, and perhaps knowing and understanding problems that young people face today will lead them on a path of productivity and responsible citizenship. If you would like to examine the 2013 Kids Count report, log on to www.aecf.org. For WUTC's Around and About, I'm Mark Colbert.